Jamaica welcomes 2 million visitors, a first in the nation's history. Smoking ban implemented. More benefits for the vulnerable. Increased opportunities for home ownership. 2 IMF tests passed. More resources for the police. Government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry.
There is arguably no greater tool capable of uniting people than sports, and the government is determined to use sports to unite Jamaicans towards the goal of national development. In 2013, several milestones were achieved towards this plan. In April, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, who has full portfolio responsibility for sports, reconvened the National Council on Sport, giving it the mandate to treat sport as a viable sector and explore ways to extract maximum earnings for Jamaica. The council has since been divided into subcommittees to deal with several issues, including collaboration with other sectors and treating sport as big business. The Council's efforts will be augmented by the recently established Sports Tourism Committee.
A Sport Tourism Committee, the SMART team, has been established, and they have as their single mandate the marketing of the sport component of Brand Jamaica.
Minister with responsibility for sport, Natalie Nita Headley. Prior to the re-establishment of the National Council on Sport, Ms. Nita Headley in March tabled the National Sports Policy in Parliament. The policy guides the framework for overall national sports development and seeks to strengthen regulations and legislation that facilitate sporting initiatives and activities across the country.
In this 21st century, sports must be seen not only as part of a fabric of a national development and a positive in the creation of national culture, of which our peoples can be proud, but must also be seen as a potential career path, providing employment to athletes, administrators, managers, agents, trainers, coaches, support personnel, and even officials.
In 2013, the government also undertook several initiatives towards assisting the growth of sports associations and federations and their athletes. The Charitable Organizations Tax Harmonization Act 2013 now allows sporting associations and federations to benefit from tax waivers on sporting goods and equipment through statute, and has also made it easier for persons to send duty-free donations to associations that support the development of sports.
As it relates to the health and wellness of our athletes, the government has committed itself to establishing and maintaining sustainable health and life insurance, pension, annuity, and retirement plans for eligible national athletes.
During her sectoral debate presentation in June, Minister Nita Headley announced the move to establish a Jamaican Athletes Insurance and Retirement Benefits Plan. The proposed insurance scheme will protect athletes who represent Jamaica abroad against medical costs associated with sports injuries, as well as offer retirement benefits, life insurance coverage, and defray funerary costs in the case of death. In November, the government launched the $250 million High School Sports Infrastructure Improvement Program. The program will see the development of the sports infrastructure of schools across 10 parishes over the next 2 years.
Our school systems bear the brunt of our national sports program. As such, we must fortify the base by improving the facilities that mold our young student athletes.
Following a working visit by representatives of the World Anti-Doping Agency WADA in October, several initiatives were subsequently undertaken towards strengthening the capacity of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission JADCO, beginning with the selection of a new board of commissioners. Additional staff was also hired and new drug testing personnel trained.
The government of Jamaica will continue to do whatever it can to protect our good name and reputation, and in the maintenance of a doping-free sporting environment. I invite all of you to join us in this mission.
Minister with responsibility for sport, Natalie Nita Headley. The Office of the Prime Minister continues its mission to deepen the contribution of sport to national development in pursuit of job creation and economic growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.